الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O my servants, those who have done injustice against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is most forgiving and He is most merciful. Al-Ghafoor and Ar-Rahim, these are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He forgives. And He forgives because He has mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has rahmah. He has rahmah which encompasses everything. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My rahmat, my mercy encompasses everything. That's why the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal includes both mu'min and kafir in dunya. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is for everybody. Even for the people who deny Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah is Rahim, Allah is merciful. And some ulama, they have said the difference between Rahman and Rahim is Rahmanul Dunya, Rahimul Akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jal is Rahman in Dunya and Rahim in Akhirah. Yani the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in Dunya is for everybody. Allah gives rizq. Allah gives rizq to those who believe in Him. And Allah Azza also gives rizq to those who deny Him and who don't even care about Him. Since Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives rizq to every living thing, for sure He also gives rizq to human being. So because Allah Azza wa Jal, He is merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives. Mercy is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person is connected with Allah Azza wa Jal, the more mercy you see. Allah Azza wa Jal said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Because of the mercy of Allah, you are soft with them. لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. You are kind with them. You are polite with them. You are gentle with them. Because Allah has mercy upon you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if it was that you were very rough and harsh, then they would have run away from you. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would not gather around you. They have gathered around you because you are kind and you are soft and you are very generous and very gentle with them. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Ghafoor, and Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Rahim. And Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we all know this and we all remember this and we all quote this. But Ghafoor or Rahim is not the only name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or Maghfirat, Rahmat is not the only thing Allah does or Allah's quality. Allah Azza wa Jal's Asma and Sifat, they are comprehensive. So sometimes they combine a certain thing and they also combine totally opposite thing. Allah forgives, but Allah would also punish. Allah has rahmat. But Allah Azza wa Jal also takes revenge. Allah Azza wa Jal, Shadeedul Iqab. Allah does not only punish, but in fact his punishment is very severe. The way Allah's forgiveness is very vast, is so vast we cannot imagine. If a person disbelieves in Allah Azza wa Jal, if a person disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal all his life, and just before he dies, he makes sincere tawbah, and Allah accepts his tawbah, then all his previous sins are forgiven. So on the day of judgment, he will go clean. So Allah's forgiveness is like that. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is also Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, all-powerful, very powerful. And He is Al-Qahir. Allah has authority and Allah has Qahr, Jabarut. Allah has control over His creation. So if Allah wants to do something, nobody can object and nobody can stop Him. In the Quran, we have both Asma and Sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have reference to both. In the stories of Anbiya Alayhi Salaam and the previous nations, we have both. Allah forgave people and Allah also punished. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal, He punished sometimes nations, not one or two individuals. Allah Azza wa Jal, He punished communities. Allah Azza wa Jal, He punished entire nations. Nation is evaporated. Nation is khalas, wiped out. Allah is Qadir. Allah can do that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, somehow in our subconscious and in our memory, we only remember that Allah forgives. And this is problematic because this is half knowledge. We should know that Allah forgives, no doubt. But we should also know that Allah created Jahannam. We should also know that Allah Azza wa Jal, He gets upset, He gets angry, and He can also punish, and He has punished people in the past, and He can punish. When we have both, then we have balance in our life. When we have both, we will have love of Allah and we will have fear of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we know that Allah is merciful, Allah forgives, Allah is loving, then we will love Allah Azza wa Jal. This will create love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more we think about this, the more we love Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should love Allah Azza wa Jal, because without the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, we cannot do the ibadah. Ibadah is not by force. Ibadah is not empty obedience. Like army leader gives a command and the soldiers, they have to obey. Whether they like it, they don't like it, they are willing, they are not willing. They are soldiers, they cannot disobey the chief. Ibadah is not that obedience. Ibadah is ta'ah, taw'iyah. Yani obedience willingly. We obey Allah Azza wa Jal, but we obey with pleasure. We obey Allah Azza wa Jal, but with joy. We obey Allah Azza wa Jal and with, you know, the satisfaction of the heart and also of the mind. So when we know Allah forgives, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we think about this meaning, we love Allah Azza wa Jal. But love of Allah Azza wa Jal is not the only thing that is required. We are also required to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ibadi fattaqoon, O my servants, fear me. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I fear God. إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, I fear, if I disobey my Lord, the punishment of the great day. Yani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He's saying that even myself, I fear the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. although we know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was never going to disobey, and we know for sure that Allah will never punish Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will always please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But end of the day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a servant of Allah azza wa jal, and the maqam of tawadhu and the maqam of ubudiyyah requires fear. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he feared. In fact, he feared Allah most. He feared Allah azza wa jal most. Because the more a person knows that Allah is powerful, the more a person recognizes that Allah is Al-Qahir, and there is no limit to the Qahr of Allah azza wa jal. And the more a person knows that all the qualities of Allah is perfect, are perfect. So the anger of Allah is not like our anger. The wrath of Allah azza wa jal is not like any other person's wrath. You know, a person gets angry, what he is going to do? He will smash the window, right? Or he will slap somebody, or he will do something silly. Or a person might hurt somebody, might kill somebody. This is what people do most of the time. Allah's anger is not like any other person's anger. There is no limit to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the more a person knows these meanings, the more a person would fear. And who would know more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved Allah most, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And he also feared Allah Azza wa Jal most, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inni a'lamukum billahi wa akhshakum lahu. Indeed, I know Allah more than anybody among you. And I fear Allah more than anybody among you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he feared Allah azza wa jal more than anybody else. So iman is the combination of both, knowing that Allah forgives and also knowing that Allah azza wa jal, he is all powerful and he can do whatever he likes. Nobody can stop him, and he can punish, and he has punished, and he is going to punish some people. This is not fake or fairy tales just to scare some people, right? Like some in some cultures you have some fairy tales, or there is a wolf is, if you don't eat food, wolf is going to come. So the children, they think that wolf is going to come. The punishment of Allah azza wa jalla is real, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Unfortunately, we sometimes do not seem to have the balance between the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of this lack of balance, we have shortcoming in our a'mal. The shortcoming which we talked about in a'mal last week is related to this. A person is not praying. Why not? Because there is no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no realization that Allah can punish. A person is eating haram, doing haram. Why not? Because there is no realization that haram brings the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah has forbidden something, that means we should not go even nearer. لا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشا. Do not go nearer. Indeed, it is very evil. So when we don't realize this, then we have tendency to ignore the shortcoming of amal. And iman without amal is very weak. And in fact, iman without amal brings a person to the border of the kufr. What will remain? That's why it's important to realize both. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he reminded us in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that as Muslims we remember both, that Allah gives, Allah takes. We think that Allah gives. Allah is generous, inshallah Allah will give. Right? And we all hope, and we should hope, that Allah gives, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But Allah gives
Allah is Al-Mu'ti, no doubt, no question. But Allah is also Al-Mani'. I'ta belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Man'a also belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. How Allah takes? People who have power, Allah can take power just like that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who have worldly resources, all their resources can evaporate in no time. People who have any worldly treasure, any worldly benefit, anything, everything can be taken away, just like that. And every now and then Allah shows. Every now and then Allah Azza wa Jal shows that it all belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. Every now and then we see the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal in our life. Allah gives life, Allah takes life. Every day we see lots of plants dying, and we also see lots of plants growing. We see people dying, and we also see people being born. We see communities coming up, and we also see communities going down. We see nations going up, and we also see nations going down. It happens all the time. It is not once in a while that we just wake up. It happens all the time. But we just need to be aware, and we just need to realize. When we have this, then we have the motivation to do the amal. And we also have the motivation and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal to keep a break and to stop ourselves from any wrongdoing. The ulama generally have said that when a person is young, because young, you have a lot of energy and a lot of passion. When you are young, you should have more fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. You should how do you have more fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? Well, remind yourself. Remind yourself about the stories of the Quran, how Allah Azza wa Jal has punished Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, how Allah Azza wa Jal has punished the people of Aad and people of Thamud, how Allah Azza wa Jal has punished, you know, nations. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Neither his wealth has benefited him, nor anything he has earned has benefited him. So when we are young, we need to remind ourselves about the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also about the punishment Allah Azza wa Jal has created and has made for the people who disobey him. And as we age, because the energy is less, so we should develop more love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should develop more hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, if fear comes more, then a person would lose hope. Having hope in Allah Azza wa Jal is also required and is also quality of Iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding and correct understanding of the Quran and the correct understanding of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.